It's hard to reconcile Aaron Leggett's 28-year-old boyish features with his job as cultural historian, a title that more easily conjures a craggy-faced octogenarian with a head full of traditional knowledge. But youth aside, Leggett is no slouch when it comes to knowing a lot about the history of his people, the Dena'ina Athabascan of South Central Alaska. As part of our series on Native education in South Central Alaska, I visited him for a tour at his workplace, the Alaska Native Cultural Heritage Center.
So when you come out to the Heritage Center, the first village site that you'll come upon is the Athabascan village site. This honors the fact that, again, we're on Athabascan homeland, and especially
Leggett has a degree in anthropology and has worked for the Native Heritage Center in a variety of jobs since 2001, currently as cultural historian and assistant curator of exhibits. His job involves handling requests for donations of cultural objects, creating interpretive panels for placement around Anchorage, and fielding phone inquiries about Athabascan culture. He says it's a great opportunity, because when he was a kid and told people he was Dena'ina, they had no idea what he meant.
And it always bugged me because, you know, I knew where I came from, and it was like, and part of me in my head was somehow that, like, we weren't really Alaska Native because I didn't grow up in a village, because our village is literally in the municipality of Anchorage.
The growth of the Anchorage area was something his people had no control over. When his grandmother was born in 1933, Anchorage had a population of about 4,000. When she died, it was more than a quarter million. Leggett says the phenomenal growth meant the Iklutna Athabascan people had to adapt to more change than any other Alaska Native group.
All Alaska Natives certainly have faced huge changes, but, you know, when she was a kid, she would go hunting up at Iklutna Lake in the mountains for sheep. Well, now it's a state park. You know, they used to, our family had fish camps right down in downtown Anchorage. In fact, it's said that where Elevation 92, the restaurant that used to be there, sat, that building, our smokehouse was right there.
Recognition of who the original inhabitants of the Cook Inlet region are is growing. Leggett says since he started working in cultural preservation, the number of local items he can point to that show a clear connection to his people is amazing.
The fact that across the street from the Heritage Center now is the Tikakhnu Commons. Well, Tikakhnu means Cook Inlet in Dena'ina. You go down the road to where KNBA is located, there it has a Dena'ina name. It's called Natoch. It's our special place, literally means our piece of ground or our area, and you can go in there, you can read a history about our people.
And the crown jewel of cosmopolitan cultural recognition is the Dena'ina Convention Center.
As we were standing there when we had the opening, myself and an elder from Iklutna, Alberta Stefan, it dawned on me that that was the first time in 90 years that we'd had a presence in downtown Anchorage. It was like we were being reinvited back to the area that was the first place that we were displaced from.
Even the language is more readily available for those who wish to learn it. Leggett says several years ago when he took a class and heard an elder tell a story entirely in Athabascan, he thought, this is the only place you'll ever hear this story. But that's no longer the case.
You can go on YouTube now and you type in Dena'ina and you can see Dena'ina language lessons. And that didn't exist when I was a kid.
Leggett says retaining the knowledge of people who have spent thousands of years in a place is crucial for understanding that place. He says Anchorage's Earthquake Park offers a good example.
The Dena'ina name is Nunholy, and it means rotten land. Well, so to a Dena'ina person, you don't build a house right there. Nobody thought to ask us that you don't build houses right there because the land's no good. And then the earthquake comes and off they slide, you know, into the inlet.
Leggett says these direct connections to culture are important, and he spends a lot of time speaking to area students about why knowing who you are and where you came from is vital. But he also stresses the contemporary importance of young people understanding the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. He says ANCSA doesn't define who Native people are, but much of cultural identity comes from the homeland. And for Alaska Natives, ANCSA corporations have the land.
If they were just a corporation that just had money, then that would be something different. But because they control the lands that are our ancestors, you need to know about it. You don't have to agree with it, but you need to be educated about it because they're making decisions that do affect, you know, generations that come after you.
His job carries a lot of responsibility, especially for such a young guy. But Aaron Leggett works to highlight Native culture for young Alaskan students and tourists to promote understanding, respect, and visibility in South Central Alaska. For pictures, video, and more stories on Native education in South Central, visit our website, aprn.org.